All right, welcome to this Brighteon update for Wednesday, January 13th, 2021. This is Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighteon.com, the video free speech platform, the alternative to YouTube. And you notice Brighteon is online, even though there's been a lot of deplatforming of various providers lately. Notably, Parler has been completely deplatformed by Amazon AWS services. And there have been other, I think AR15.com was deplatformed by GoDaddy at the domain level. And AR15.com, I think it's owned by Brownells, and they're seeking a new registrar to host their domain. Anyway, there are lots and lots of stories like that. Twitter's been deplatforming 70,000 accounts. You know, somehow now every conservative in America is a terrorist because Antifa led a breach of the Capitol building on January 6th. So this is this crazy pitchforks mentality of the left, the overreach to try to destroy all conservative speech and conservative sites and everything else. So I wanted to let you know that we anticipated all of this quite a long time ago. And we are going to be fine on Brighteon. And if you're a Brighteon user, you're going to be fine, and your videos are not going to be lost, and your views are not going to be lost. We are here to stay thanks to your support. Now, they can screw with this temporarily. There may be disruptions, and you may have noticed over the last, 8 weeks, basically since the election, there have been disruptions. We are aware of that, and we've taken some strong steps. Just to give you one example of this, I don't know if you know, but my background is in, computers and software. And I was having a conversation with our R&D staff just the other day about, all the database servers are getting overloaded. And I had them pull up all the queries, the SQL queries, to get an efficiency breakdown of the queries. And I found the number one, the top SQL query, which was actually an insert query for the analytics to track the views. That single query was taking up a huge percentage of the database resources. And because there were so many views, it was sending all these inserts, or I'm sorry, update commands to the tables. And I was able to look at that query and make it 90% more efficient just by making a simple change to that query. So you know, there you go. Here I am actually telling my programmers how to write more efficient queries. And they did that, and the load on the database servers dropped immediately. So we were able to, to have fewer dropouts from that point forward. So, I'm a hands-on kind of guy, and I understand relational, SQL databases and all these types of things. And I'm helping to keep our site up and running. There are times where it's going to be overloaded. There are times when we're under DDoS attacks. But we have taken extraordinary steps over the last, couple of years. So just want to mention a couple of those here to let you know. We had originally, when we launched Brighteon.com, you may recall it was actually called Real.Video at the time. And then we had an intellectual property dispute with Real Networks. And so we had a name change to Brighteon, and that was, quite a while back at this point. But we avoided having major problems with Real Networks at that time. But when we were originally Real.Video, we were also using an upstream video provider that was doing the transcoding and serving and storage of the videos. That's how we got started quickly. We then built our own systems to do that, built our own code and process flow and interface and everything. I mean, all our code is custom code, by the way. It's not off-the-shelf code, and nobody else has our code. That's why it's a totally unique interface. And so we were able to get off of those infrastructure providers. And then over the last year or so, we have been systematically building a separate code base to migrate to an entirely different platform that would insulate us even further. Even though we're no longer using that upstream provider, there are other components and computing processes that still rely on various providers here and there. our goal, and we're well along, is to move away from all of that. In fact, we're in the final QC stage, the quality control stage, for the brand new code base. And in an emergency, we could roll it out in 3 days if we had to. It might be less than 100% perfect, but we can clean it up pretty quickly right after the deployment. Also, you know, one of the things that Parler had used was a third-party authentication service. I think it was called Twilio. And this authentication service, it turns out, during the Amazon AWS deplatforming of Parler, the Twilio service was left in place in an unprotected, unsecured way, and it allowed hackers, you know, black hat leftists, I guess, to get in and to traverse the entire Parler database of deleted posts. So hackers were able to download, I think, terabytes of data of deleted posts along with account information and people's names, as well as, in some cases, images of their driver's licenses that they had sent in for authentication purposes and so on. Now, this has been widely reported out there. It's a major problem. Well, I want you to know that we moved away from a third-party authentication service something like a year ago. I don't remember the exact timeline, but we were using a third-party authenticator, and we ended up building our own because we did not want to depend on external components. And we have been so ahead of this game, I'm telling you. You know, we're just years ahead, really, of what's happening. And that's why we're still in existence. And that's why even all the internet service providers, they can screw with us. They might be able to disrupt us. But if we go down, it's only going to be for a few days. Okay, so that's one of the big messages I want to tell you here. And no one's going to be able to steal your data or steal or, you know, delete the videos or anything like that. And also, remember, we've never asked you for your driver's license because we don't want to know everybody's driver's license. We would never ask you for that. We don't ask for your phone number. And, you know, one of the questions about Parler that a lot of people had was, well, hey, why are they asking for my mobile phone number? And so that was in the database that got compromised, apparently. I'm not trying to be critical of Parler. I'm just saying that just the structure they had set up because of this third-party authentication system, when the deplatforming happened, it exposed everybody's data to competent, you know, cyber hackers. So the reason that they can't hack Brighteon and get your personal data is because we don't have your personal data. We never asked for your phone number. We never asked for your driver's license. We don't want to know who you are. Nothing personal. It's just, we don't want to be responsible for protecting that kind of information. I mean, even if they were to hack into the Brighteon database, what would they get? Oh, the same videos that are public. So it's there's nothing private in the database. It's all public anyway. So there's not even any reason to hack in. In any case, we are resilient. We are adaptive, and we're nimble, and we are about to deploy to an entirely new infrastructure. And then we have additional plans for even more redundancy and resiliency after that. If we get deplatformed by a domain registrar, we already have relationships with other registrars that would be happy to host that domain, and so on and so forth. So we have backup plans of our backup plans. So just letting you know, if you see Brighteon go down, rest assured, it's only temporary. If you see Brighteon getting disrupted, it's only temporary. If the video transcoding gets really slow or held up, it's only temporary. Whatever happens, we're coming back unless they shut down the whole freaking internet or, you know, seize the domain name or something like that. I mean, we just roll out a different domain name. We just take the code and roll it out under a new name, you know? So We are here to stay, and we are working very hard to be your free speech video platform, and we appreciate your support and all your contributions. And by the way, if you want to help us, because we are losing money, we're still subsidizing and funding the whole thing, you can shop at brightionstore.com. I'm happy to report that our sales have been growing substantially since the election. So a lot of people are shopping there. It's helping us significantly with our monthly funding, a lot of bandwidth costs, but R&D costs are enormous as well. You know, to have a competent team working on this, whew, it's expensive. So shop at brightionstore.com. You'll help us out while we're helping you out. And remember, my podcasts are on Brighteon as well. So my ability to speak is tied to your ability to speak as well. In other words, what I mean is I'm protecting your right to speak in the same way that I'm protecting my own right to speak. And I want to be able to have podcasts just as I want you to be able to have videos and podcasts. So we're in this together and we're working hard for humanity. And finally, if there are any states out there such as, Texas, where I live, that wants to set up a whole new alternative ecosystem of free speech at the same time that those states start blocking YouTube and blocking Facebook and blocking Twitter, which I think would be awesome to see. I think Texas should actually seize and shut down all the Amazon.com fulfillment warehouses in the state of Texas as punishment for Amazon deplatforming Parler. I think that would be awesome. In fact, I wouldn't even care if I can't order from Amazon. I try to minimize any ordering there anyway. So if Amazon got shut down in the state of Texas, fine with me. They could, the state could seize those warehouses and then call me up, say, hey, Mike, you want to come in and build like a data center for freedom? Hell yeah, I do. Sign me up. I'll come in and build a data center for you. I mean, I'll need some money to do it, but I'll build a freedom data center in the state of Texas. And in that data center, we could host all the Patriots and we could host, you know, all the services like Parler, and we could host, you know, Brighteon and everything else. And I'd be all over that. So if any states like Texas want to reach out to me and have me build systems or scale up the systems that I already have in the interests of freedom and the American spirit and the Lone Star State spirit, then I'm available for those kinds of projects, because I'm doing it anyway. I'm just doing it on a larger scale and help humanity in the process. So thank you so much for listening and for your support of Brighteon.com. We have a lot of runway ahead of us here. We have a lot of goals to achieve. We're going to be here to help provide freedom of speech throughout the coming years and the coming collapse, which is also on its way, by the way. We'll do our best to stay online as long as possible, even if we all end up in a Mad Max scenario or something. You know, we'll have like a little data center in the corner of the Thunderdome or something, you know, but whatever it takes. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, founder of Brighteon.com.